And selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Of course, we are beginning in the same direction, how we acquire faith above reason. That each and every day, we have to feel that the Creator seemingly makes room for us. That just as yesterday, we had some kind of a grip, some closeness, some connection with Him, even just a little bit. In some way, today that connection becomes farther, as if the Creator who stood in front of us moved away, moved farther. And so now between Him and I, there is a greater distance. What do we do? It is an invitation for us to get closer to Him. But how can we get closer? With faith above reason. What does that mean? I have to attribute my feeling that I have today, as opposed to what I had yesterday, that the additional gap in this feeling and understanding in the reality that I feel in it, the lack of the presence of the Creator, I have to specifically attribute to Him. And this is called the Creator by beating, He is healing. That to the extent that we discover each day remoteness of the Creator, an attitude toward us as if we're unwanted, we have to understand that this is the place that we now have to cover with faith above reason. That specifically this is the place where the Creator is revealed. Well, we will see it from the material we will learn. The main thing is that each day we understand that we have progress, and with this progress we're not discovering in the kli of dat, of knowledge. So we have to discover it, discover Him in a kli of faith above reason, above knowledge. And then we'll see that.
Our work.
In every single situation, we can be in faith above reason. From above, there are no limitations on the force of chasadim, mercies. On bestowal, there is no limitation. There is tzimtzum, restriction, only on the light of chokhmah, on the force of reception, not on the force of bestowal. So saying, when can I bestow? You're not limited from above. That's what I can say. Every single moment in my life, in my existence, in all the states, in all the worlds where I may be, I will always have a way, a possibility to add the force of faith. Perhaps I can't. But from above, we have to understand, this is what I said before the lesson, that the Creator, when He shows us, He is pushing us away, He's moving away from us. By moving away from us, He gives us a place to fill up with light of chasadim. And this is how we advance. That's the way it is. Now, to beginners who don't feel these things in such a way, they don't feel why they suddenly feel themselves in this or that way, closer, farther, about spirituality. And they feel themselves higher or lower because in them, going higher is not about getting closer to faith, but it's about getting closer to knowledge, to reason, to the earthly knowledge. So they just have to continue. Just like little children, when they work without, they operate without understanding, but because nature compels them. So we have to continue for quite a while by trying and trying and trying until we begin to feel from the sum of knowledge where we are, how we work.
Rav, you said that in each moment we can go above reason, we should go above reason. Can you explain how in the lesson, the morning lesson, we all go above reason?
No, I can't. First of all, we all go. It's not like one connects to the other. It is all of us connecting to everyone, each one from his own point, into the ten, to the Creator. But all of us together, that's already not by the power of faith.
No, no.
So what should each of us do in order to walk
above? Dear teacher, now I see the friends before me in the lesson. I try to ask for them to reveal, between the matters, I mean that we reveal the light of Chassadim.
We want the light of Chokhmah to be among all of us, and this is called being in the light of Chassadim, or we want the light of Chassadim to cover us. And this is how we're drawn to it. The light of Chassadim, the force of bestowal. This is all we need. If we cover the will to receive with the light of Chassadim, we will then be able to reveal inside the light of Chassadim, the light of Chokhmah, the Creator. And by this, we bring Him contentment.
When I cover the desire by the light of Chassadim, as you said, does that mean that above the feeling of myself and above my states, I feel the connection with the friends?
Correct.
And the light of Chokhmah, you're speaking of the light of Chokhmah that's revealed there. What is that?
The light of Chokhmah is revealed as bestowal, clear bestowal that we bestow upon each other in the ten and from within the ten to the Creator.
Such that we understand what we yearn for.
We yearn only to be above our vessels of reception. To be in connection with it, between us and from us to the Creator, only in vessels of bestowal. This is called the light of Chassadim.
Florida.
That's it? Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. In the first paragraph, it says, I'm rewarded with an illumination from above. I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. These three things, are they the same thing? And what is it? What are these three things?
They're not the same thing. We will discover it. I, nonetheless, want to tell you, we are going into a concept that is covering all of reality. Faith above reason toward us, it's the force of the Creator, the force of bestowal, how we should accept it, how we should relate to it. And therefore, be a little more patient. And I don't recommend bringing it down to this world. Faith above reason is a force that is above all of our reality. And we have to approach it bit by bit. So first of all, we should absorb what is written about it here, 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 how we should relate to it. And gradually, we will begin to feel and understand where it is, how it's organized. But it's not like we can, through some sort of math. Let's put it this way. Many people study the wisdom of Kabbalah. They know what is written in all kinds of books, and they can explain it very nicely. But they're not in spirituality along with it. They're learning it as math, as a science. So as a science, it's written in the study of the Ten Sefirot, in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, and in other places. This and that is written, and they study it as a science. And there are people who don't relate so much into science. Rather, they want to break into it. They want to know those things by discovering them for themselves, on themselves. So, discovering the spiritual world on themselves, within their feeling, within their perception, not intellectual, but emotional. This is called going to acquire faith above reason. Okay. Focus group.
Questions from the internet. A friend is asking, how can you rise above reason when you receive such a burdening that you can't even open your mouth and ask for correction? There's no ability to learn or to turn to the friends. It appears as if the whole day was a waste.
It's true that the whole day was wasted if you didn't try with all your might to fill up what you feel as an empty world that has nothing. If you don't want to fill it with your force of bestowal, that you want to bestow nonetheless, you want to love nonetheless, to nonetheless relate nicely. Try, and you will suddenly see that the world accepts you. And nothing is wasted away. On the contrary, the Creator, who seemingly left reality, gave you room to fill it up with your...
He writes here that he does not receive the illumination as a foundation on which to build his work, but he takes it as a testimony. How do we take the illumination as testimony?
It is not that he continues to work because he received some illumination. Rather, he received this illumination in order to know how to keep working.
How do you do it?
Well, it depends on a person's situation. How do you do it? If you don't care anymore what is revealed to you, but you accept everything as as a stage of a new stage in the work, whatever it is, it's just in order to know how to keep working more accurately, but it's certain that you will keep working and you're expecting only a sign how to continue. What do I have to increase the light of faith over now? Greater darkness? Fine. Greater confusion? Fine. And above it, I continue. Just as if I have revelation.
By the illumination you receive as a testimony, what is it?
Ken, vaday. Ein yoter mize, ze lo giluy. Ze adayin rak giluy hachashivut. Galil West.
רב, איזה הרגשה אני צריך לבנות בתוכי כדי להיות רק כאן לפילינג to have to build inside of me to be in faith above reason
that you're willing to go forward without any support.
Скажите, а что значит вести себя как будто бы я нахожусь в раскрытии?
What does it mean to behave as if I'm in a state of revelation?
It is exactly what happens, that in all those states where I am not feeling the Creator, feeling the reality that connects us all together and with the Creator, I still have to behave as if, and I know it's make-believe, I don't fool myself, as if I'm in a revealed reality where there is a connection between all the people in the world and the Creator together, and all of us are connected together. If I relate to reality in this way, it is correct, it is true. And everything else is the concealment that works on me, and I want to work above the concealment.
No. Вопрос от товарища. С каким
question from the friend. With what intention should a person try to be in faith above reason?
When he wants to remain in the dark from above, and he is going in this darkness with the light of faith, meaning the light of bestowal, with his eyes shut, above all the disturbances and problems, and this is how he wants to continue. He doesn't demand anything else for his part, only to be in the power of faith above all the problems, all the knowledge that is revealed. This is what he wants to happen. This is called being in the force of Bina. We're talking about.
Of course, guys, you have no clue where you are. This is the most difficult point, the most confusing, vague, unclear. You have to pound more and more into this point. It's like you're trying to go through a wall. Truly a wall. It's a screen, it's a barrier between us, between this world and the spiritual world. And you have to penetrate it. Penetrate that wall. That's what we're doing right now. Hence, we need to pound against that wall more and more. And gradually hear what the friends are asking, what I'm answering, and then another accept and another. And that's how we're going to break through it. This is the most important point and the most difficult point. Keep going.
Is this exactly the place that requires correction? The place that disrupts us from going into faith above reason?
It's not the place, meaning it requires your correct attitude. The problem is, in spirituality in general, actions are not difficult. Rather, it's difficult for us to understand what they want from us, like a baby. he looks like that. He doesn't know what you want from him. He doesn't understand that. That's the whole problem. So here, we need to read more and more and read between the lines until we discover, because vessels are created in us. And in this way we discover this force of love, of faith, I'm sorry. You know how many people come into that? Well, today you see it's thousands who wish to enter and will enter. But it was always a select few.
And the reason does he go through until he receives in order to bestow?
Until he decides that he cares about, because nothing about the state he's in. Imagine, I don't care where I am at. What am I thinking? I don't care. What can be in a moment? I don't care. What do people think of me and all of humanity? I don't care. Nothing is important, nothing at all. From above, down, from right to left, whatever you say. For me, and I feel it, I'm very sensitive to it, I suddenly begin to think, what will everyone say? What will people's opinions be of me? How people will relate to me? What will they say? What will it be? I'm very sensitive to that. And together with that, I perform a restriction over it. Nothing. This doesn't belong to me. There is a different importance, the Creator. And whatever He does to me, whatever He did to me, also this reality where everyone seemingly clothes on me and they are opposite me, He does everything. But I do those things. Restriction. Nothing. All that's important is my attitude to the Creator. That whatever you do is all good who does good. And that's really the actions. That through overcoming, and in this action with the 10, we break through the barrier. Meaning he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. There's nothing he can do. If a person needs to be greater, his ego is greater, his cruelty is greater, his stubbornness is greater, and in general, in each and everything, you can't be stopped. It's all about this great will to receive that's burning in him. That's why we need to respect each and every friend, even those you can't tolerate, as long as they don't tarnish the general path. But as much as he pulls and he jumps and he...
To be worthy. What does it mean to be worthy and then disseminate?
Worthy means that you'll reach a state that you'll understand that you have to disseminate, and that you know what you should disseminate, and then you're worthy of disseminating.
What about people don't know exactly what we're talking about? Like in a story or a book or...
Hold on. We're explaining to people that all our materials are best to be disseminated. And that they disseminate, even though they don't know what's written there. And even if they do know, but they don't understand. And even if they understand, but they don't attain, still, it's worthwhile for him to do it. Because he's part of the dissemination of the name of the Lord in the world.
So according to what you're saying, everybody can disseminate this, even if they don't know what they're talking about.
Of course. Just like... someone who's a salesman. Does he know what he's selling to you? He's selling some book to you. But you buy this book, you're advancing and maybe you're correcting yourself.
How can you disseminate with all this mess going on?
Actually, it fits. All the more so, it's the best state for dissemination because people are helpless. You see, on the one hand, you have the world on fire, where they're burning all the cities down, like here in Jaffa, and you can wait up and you'll see what's going to happen. We haven't begun this political decisions, and in America, people write to me that, I don't know, maybe we can dedicate a morning to that and then read some stuff. You know, the truth is, it's as if you're living in, you're under fire. It's war. And that's the world. And this is the world. And specifically in this world, you can bring the method of correction because
or do we venture into some material actions for the benefit of the public?
No, usually only education. What corporeal actions are we capable of doing? Our action is only educational.
This week in the shows with Simeon Vinokur and Oren, you spoke.
That's an act of dissemination. That's an act of dissemination. Of course, that's something we should do.
You spoke in a very utopian way. You spoke about food for everybody. You spoke about clothing for everybody. You spoke in a very utopian way. So I just want to be clear, our work is only education, though.
No, that's not us. This will be done, but you'll have 80% of the society will be fired. No. Don't worry about that. Many people that will have the time and the desire to do something about it, just increase the importance for it, and you'll see what's going to happen. Just as today, people are demonstrating, both in Israel and in America and in Europe, people are going to demonstration, so they will come to volunteer. Don't